Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
Welcome to Rock the Flock for the week of Sunday, May 11th, 2025. Happy Mother's Day. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. If you're just tuning in, what is Rock the Flock? Well, it is the home. Well, it's the best show around. That's what it is. And it is home of Christian independent artists. And that's why it is so amazing. The time they spend to be able to share their music and then come on the show and share their testimonies while they work full-time jobs. Some of them have families. Some of them struggle to find places to play. Well, this is their place. And that's what Rock the Flock is all about. And as I say every week, and I'm serious when I say this, I pray, Lord, who do you want on the show this week? I'm honored and blessed to have Miss Sammy Akola with us this week. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm excited to be here. I know we talked about this earlier, but this is my first time on radio, so honored.
Look at there. Well, I'm the one honored, so when we come back, we're going to, like I said, I'm going to get the shovel, the pick out, and we're going to dig all into your life, all right? How does that sound?
I love it. Let's do it. Let's dig.
Bet you never had it put that way before, have you?
No, I haven't. I was like, oh.
No, I'm not going to put you in the ground. We're just going to dig out all what God has been stirring in your life. Because I know, because I can see just the joy in your face. So, you know, there's mighty work to be shared. So we'll be right back with Miss Sammy Akola right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. And the fun part about this show is the parts that don't get recorded. And Miss Sammy was fixing to explain her whole life. And because she's from Nashville. And we just found out that she's not originally from Nashville, which most of the artists, I would say 99.9% of the artists I've interviewed didn't grow up in Nashville, but had a calling from the Lord. So Sammy, in your part of this show where it is, who is Sammy Akola, kind of fit that in, but also tell us a little bit about you.
Love it. Hi everybody. I grew up actually up in the Midwest in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, and was born in Chicago, and my family relocated when I was in middle school to the Panhandle, Florida, in the PCB Destin area, so Seagrove, Florida. And that's really where I joined some local bands. My growing up, middle school experience, we had a rock band, you know, which was kind of different and unique. And we have a beautiful cultural arts alliance down there that just does a lot for songwriters and musicians. And so kind of getting into music, I had always loved it, had done vocal lessons, piano and guitar. And it really wasn't until I didn't think of it like pursuing it professionally, because everyone in my family was in like the building industry or just different spaces that it wasn't like the arts were super prevalent. Mm-hmm. And there is this amazing songwriters festival called 30A Songwriters Festival. And that was the first time I went to it when I was a senior in high school. And I had a church friend of mine who is an older guy in the church who was like, hey, I have these tickets if you want to go. And I went and I saw Alan Shamblin, who wrote The House That Built Me, Miranda Lambert song. And my dad's a builder and my mom is an interior designer. And so it just was always a childhood song that I loved. And seeing real professional songwriters, the people who necessarily didn't have like the best voices or the biggest personality, but who were living in Nashville, pursuing music full time, was like mind blowing to me. I was like, oh, people can do that. Like, that's so crazy. And so, kind of on a whim, I ended up applying to Belmont's songwriting program. And, I did it the first time and I hadn't ever really put a full song together. I never really like had that confidence, And so I didn't get in the first time and I was like, and then it fired me up because I was like, oh, this is what I want to do. Like, I'm going to get better at songwriting. I'm going to write songs, not just what I think the teachers will like, but songs that speak to me. And one of those songs is a song called Shake the Dust. It's funny that I'm sharing this because I never talk about this song, but it was based off of the, I think it's somewhere in Acts of the disciples basically saying like, shake the dust off your feet and go, And that was just inspiring to me of like the things that you've gone through in your life. Like, you can shake it off and move forward and be changed by it, but continue on. And that song ended up like getting me through the audition process and got me to Belmont. So then I moved to Nashville, and my senior year is also, I love the senior to senior. I got chosen to be a Christian Showcase finalist, and I formed a 10-piece all-female band. And a little bit of that inspiration was from the song that we're going to share today at the end of this called Holy Woman. I'd written this song and was like, oh, I need to play this with women. Like, I don't know. I need to do it. And so then we formed the band and we ended up winning their Christian Showcase and playing the best of the best, which is something that my senior year of high school, I went to on a preview day and had a friend who was sitting next to me who was like, what if one day we played that? And I just had no belief. I was like, nope. I'm not good enough, Like I am so new here and like new to this whole like songwriting thing. So that I just loved how full circle that came to be. And then, man, I was a part of a ministry called Delight Ministries, which is all women's ministry on campus, and then another one called RUF, which is Reformed University Fellowship. And then after college, I have been working at a nonprofit in Nashville called Thistle Farms. Thistle, like the wildflower. And we serve women survivors coming out of human trafficking, out of addiction, out of abuse, out of prostitution. And it's just amazing the weave of womanhood and music and continuing to stay in Nashville. And it's funny because I'm just like, God, I could not have like written this. I couldn't have like guessed that this is how you'd want to work this all together. But I'm so grateful to be here. So that's a little bit about me.
Well, that's an awesome story, and I'm going to pull one thing out of it. I
Yeah.
love how you said, because the Bible tells us not to conform to this world because we are not of it. And when you said you didn't write music to please your teachers, you wrote what God had put on your heart. And that's cool.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. I think that's like how I think one of my favorite parts is just how God is so creative. And I used to think growing up that, if I didn't write worship songs that I wasn't gonna like please God, if it was songs about my own story that like it would be less than. I think I created this kind of false totem pole or narrative, hierarchy. And it's been so freeing to both write worship songs and write songs that are about God, but also write songs about personal experiences and relationships and the things that affect us in this life. And it's been a huge learning journey of just like, not the fear of man, but
That's
like
right.
actually like the fear of God is saying like you've put stuff on my heart to share,
Well, awesome. When we come back, like I always say, the backbone to all of this is the Word of God. You know, we can go out, we can sing, we can be inspired to write, we can pick up different instruments to worship the Lord. But behind all of that is what I call a baseline. And that baseline is the holy word of God. So when we come back, you have a Bible verse to share with us. And after all of that, I can't wait to hear what it is. So we'll be right back with Sammy Akola right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Whether you're joining us on the airwaves of 89.7 WJHO, the Inspiration Station, or you're online at 897WJHO.org, thank you for tuning in. Thank you if you're checking out the podcast right now, because we have an amazing guest this week, Miss Sammy Akola. She shared a little bit about her life, her journey, and this segment is time for her to share a verse out of the Bible. Are you ready, Miss Sammy?
I'm ready.
All right.
Let's do it. I wanted to start with a short story and kind of how it connects. So a few years ago, one of my close friends, before a show, she gives me this note that I can't see it because you're online, but it's a small note that I've kept. And it says, a humble bouquet for a holy woman, blessings for your show. And this phrase, holy woman, was something that it just like struck me. I was like, whoa, that is powerful. And I need to hear that. I think women need to hear that. And so we were living together. We were college roommates. And so I ran downstairs and I was like, Summerlin, people need to know this. Like, they need to know that they are holy and like embrace being a woman and what that looks like. And the counterculture nature, you know, of womanhood and how that can look so diverse, you know? And a scripture that inspired that, a starting scripture, was in 1 Peter 1:15-16. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all that you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. And I think I used to be kind of afraid. I didn't necessarily grow up in a full-on Christian home. My parents, it's been so beautiful to see just like the change in faith and the growing that we now all share and are navigating. But I just, the word holy always seemed like a far off. God is, you know, kind of far away. He doesn't really understand. But the coming back to this idea of like, oh, Jesus came down on earth to be fully man and fully God, right? And that he was holy throughout his whole life, and that the scripture that he now empowers us as believers is that we can be holy because he is.
That's right.
And just kind of looked more into this, you know, the word holy and what does it mean? And it means like a sacred set apartness. And that just also really encouraged me to, you know, break it down in a way that felt relatable of like, oh, to be set apart. Oh, I can understand that, you know, to look different, to stand out against the crowd and be your authentic self, I think is so beautiful about that. So that was kind of the holy part. And then the holy woman, the woman part. I wanted to share one of my favorite stories on a woman who is unnamed in the scripture, but a story that we all might know well of the woman at the well. And the specific passage I wanted to pull was from John 4:10-29. I won't read it all, but I'll read bits and pieces. So Jesus answered, if you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, give me a drink, you would ask him and he would give you living water. Sir, said the woman, you don't even have a bucket and the well is deep. So where do you get this living water? You aren't greater than our father Jacob, are you? He gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and livestock. Jesus says, everyone who drinks from this water will get thirsty again, but whoever drinks from the water that I will give him will never get thirsty again. In fact, the water I will give him will become a well of water springing up in him for eternal life. And another part of this story is Jesus says to her, not mockingly, but he says, go call your husband and come here. The woman answered him, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, you are right in saying I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one you now have is not your husband. What you have said is true. And she then perceives that he's a prophet, and he then shares who he is as Messiah. And then the woman then says, go back, sorry, why do you seek her? Oh, so the woman left her water jar and went away into the town and said to the people, come see a man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ? And a few details I want to point out in this story is that in the beginning of the passage, it says that Jesus had to pass through Samaria. And this route to Samaria is a more direct route from Judea to Galilee, but it was something that Jews often avoided because they avoided the Samaritans. They considered them pagan, they weren't Jews. And so Jesus kind of defies this tradition and is like, I'm going there. Like I have a mission to meet a woman at the well. It says during the sixth hour, which for them translates to noon. And so that would have been the hottest part of the day. And so this woman was going to this well on the hottest part of the day to avoid the judgment of maybe the other women who were also going to the well. And it's not a woman who had the best theology, it's not a woman who was even a Jew or felt like she belonged with the other Jews at the time or belonged with Jesus. But yet again, this was one of his earliest encounters in the scripture, and she is really the first missionary hero. And to go back to her village and share, wow, he saw my story, right? When we go back to that idea of like he sees our story, and he sees that there were six men, and this concept of even Jesus being the seventh man, and that number seven being the number of completeness, and on God rested on the seventh day, and there's just so many wonderful eyes of what the scripture is teaching. But
Yeah, he didn't
I
condemn
just I
her,
love
you know. He didn't condemn
what'd
her.
you say?
He didn't condemn
Oh
her.
yeah,
He
no.
showed her, he showed her his grace and mercy and love.
Yeah, and he chose her, and like that empowered her. When we receive the true grace, like that idea of his kindness leads us to repentance. Like, oh, God's goodness like leads us to say, I want more. I don't want less. Like I want more. And so there's so many women in scripture that I could just go on and on about, but just that has been a huge part of why this song came to be. I wanted to talk about different women in kind of modern times too, and just how Jesus has always been for them and for me. And on this Mother's Day, I just want to remind all the women out there that like you have a place and you are a leader and you are important, and I hope that this song could be an encouragement.
Well, all right, when we come back, we're going to talk specifically about that song. All right, we'll do it. We have Miss Sammy Acolo right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio in hour number two of the show. I hope you're enjoying all the music from the Christian independent artist. I hope you enjoyed the brand new song debuted in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm sorry, no, it was the 7 o'clock hour. From David Coleman, David AI. And what a beautiful song. And talking about music, we've got another beautiful song to play on the show. And it's from my guest, Miss Sammy Akola. And we're talking about Holy Woman. And we've been talking about holy women. And Miss Sammy, I thought about this. Who was the most holy woman? And you can go and you can talk about moms, grandmas, you can go, but Mary, my goodness, what Mary was charged to do and went against, and went against all ideology, went against the grain.
And had
a son named Jesus. And even in all of what came with that, because, I mean, wow, you're the mom of the superstar. You know, you're the mom of the I Am. We have special moms. We have special people that come into our lives. And like we said, you wrote a song, Holy Woman. Let's talk about that for a minute. What inspired you? You touched on it, but really what inspired you? Because you said you wanted, the song is about, we know there's past in that song, but you said you had some present that you, day you brought into it.
Yeah, love that. Man, there are so many women that I am so fortunate to know and to be changed by, to be who have been mentors to me throughout my journey. I do want to start talking about my mom because it is Mother's Day and I'm sure she's listening, and she is just a force and one of the most like positive lights and people out there. Has just a beautiful servant's heart, and for my whole life she was just always the one who believed in me and pushed me, even at times where we didn't, you know, quite understand each other, or you know, music was still like, oh, you can do that full time. She was always like, we're going to the voice lesson even when you don't want to. We're going to drive, you know, that hour and a half, and she's going to go to Target while I do my voice lesson. It was like, she always just like made things work, and both my parents are so supportive. And so that's been a huge gift, is just their presentness. They're very present people. And yeah, but I could go into some other people who have been like spiritual parents to me. A friend of mine called Fantasia Lyons, her and her husband helped start a worship movement with me and my friend Kat when we were in high school. It was called Ignite 30A. And so they've been huge, just mentors to me at a time where that's really when I became a Christian, was in high school, and where I had a lot of questions that I didn't really ever have answers to, or always knew who to talk to about them. They were just such great leaders to me. And I mentioned this earlier, but I was a delight leader in college, which basically means you're a team director over students. And this was an all-women's team for an all-women's ministry. And I had never been a part of an all-women's ministry. It kind of freaked me out a little bit, because sometimes it's just so easy in a culture to, you know, that doesn't necessarily celebrate women, or it's more like jealous or gossip leading. And just wanted to come with a different heart posture and come together. And so that was an amazing experience to grow and lead alongside other women. And then now working at Thistle Farms too, it's just, I feel like God's been like, okay, you worked with women in college, and now post-grad, you are living in Nashville, working at a nonprofit that does serve women who are in recovery. And they are the most unreal, beautiful, just incredible forces. And I have been so honored to know their stories, know like intense tragedy, obviously, and hear from them, and just for their openness to share. And also, just it's not always about the trauma, and it shouldn't be. It's really about the friendship and, the ways that God has brought them through different things. And I've learned, I've healed through their stories. And yeah, those are some of the ladies I am so honored to be around.
Why don't you do it? Because you just said the word. Why don't you do the honor of introing your song?
Okay, which I'm so, this is great. I worked at a publishing company in Nashville, and it was a Christian publishing company, and I loved it. But something that I found out was, 90% of Christian songwriters are men, and 90% of researchers that I looked up from a different stat of Christian radio were women. And so it just kind of really flipped me on my head of like, wow, women need to be writing songs for women too, and there is so much space and opportunity, and the table is long and wide. But I feel honored to be a Christian songwriter, writing this song Holy Woman with another woman. So happy Mother's Day. I hope that you feel celebrated and seen today, and that Holy Woman can just uplift you and embolden you.
It's Rock the Flock Radio. I hope you have enjoyed the show, all the wonderful music, and a very special song, Holy Woman, by our very special guest, Sammy Akola. Sammy, thank you for breaking out time to come on the show, to share a little bit about your life, to really blow us away with what I asked to bring a verse to the show. That you not only brought one, you brought two, and you tied them all together. And the powerful story of the woman at the well. And it just reminds us, I know it's Mother's Day, but there are a lot of moms that are struggling right now. And just to know, and this doesn't have just be for women, men too, that just as Jesus approached that woman at the well, it didn't matter what she had done. And it doesn't matter to him what we've done, how we've failed, what we've said, how we've hurt people, how we've hurt our own body. He doesn't care, because he is the healer. And he can take all that away. So thank you, Sammy, for reminding us that, man, there are a lot of holy women around. Because some people get it wrong. People that don't know the Bible, they get it all wrong. When they say, oh man, the man's the head of the house, you male chauvinist, they go on. It's not. God has orchestrated this balance, and it takes a strong man, and I'm not saying a physically strong man. It takes a strong man in the Word.
Yeah.
And it takes that holy woman. And when you combine those two together, like I said, that is the most powerful force on earth. And it's the most powerful thing, like I talked to my guest last week. It's the one thing that the devil wants to tear apart. And why does he want to tear it apart? Not because it says that it's the man of the house. He wants to tear it apart because there's a holy woman there too. And if he can split that, but we're not going to let him do it. All right? Because that's what this show is all about. Because the answer, the answer
not gonna let him do it.
Nope. The answer to that is Jesus. Let him be the glue to everything in your life. Can I say a prayer?
Please do.
Heavenly Father, thank you for Sammy, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you've set her on a path, not only with the music you've put into her heart, Lord, but to go out and to help people, Lord, that they've struggled. Lord, I ask you to give her the strength. Lord, I ask you to give her the wisdom, Lord, to speak to them, to guide them to you. You are the ultimate healer. God be with her each and every day. Lord, place the plans in front of her, Lord. Place the doors in front of her and guide her to the right one. Be with Sammy, Lord, for each and every step of her life. Send angels to watch after her. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Do you mind if I add a little part too?
Come on.
I was like, I love praying. Okay, Lord Jesus, I just thank you for time on here to just remember your faithfulness through the years and just all that you're doing in the lives of everyone listening. That you hear them, that you're not far away, that you are just like us talking on the radio, that you're with them in their car seat, hanging out in their passenger. And I pray that they would just feel the love and joy that is relationship with you, and that you would just bless the show and Greg and his family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Awesome. I don't think anybody's ever prayed. That's cool. No? Thank you, Miss Sammy. Thank you. Well, how can people connect with you?
Yes. So I'm on all the platforms. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn, YouTube. And my name is Sammy Akola, S-A-M-M-I. And my last name is like Coca-Cola, A-C-C-O-L-A. So you can find me on there. Please don't hesitate to message me. I'm always reading stuff and responding. So would love to hear from you.
What's the best way if people wanted to contact you out of those social media platforms, what's the best way to contact you?
Yeah, I think Instagram might be the easiest one. Okay. But yeah, you could just send me a message. And so that would be the easiest way. You can go to my website and you can email me.
Look at there. Big time.
Awesome.
Well, again, thank you. And as I said in the prayer, thank you for going and for helping those that need it, that have faced some kind of struggle in their life.
Yeah.
That just need a little bit of vitamin J. That's what I say. They just need a dose of vitamin J. They do.
I love that.
So a little bit of Jesus, and that'll go a long way.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Cool. Well, Ms. Sammy, I hope you have a blessed day. You have blessed me. I know you've blessed the listeners on the show, and you're now inducted into the Rock the Flock family. So now you are and I imagine you know a lot of the artists on the show. So because there are a lot of artists in Nashville, and a lot of them go down to a little cafe called Just Love, and yes, and I've said it all week long, I needed to call Mr. Frank, and I'm going to take time this week to call him to come up and meet him. So we'll see what happens up there.
I love it. Come on.
Well, any closing thoughts before we—
No, I just think this was so wonderful, and I just believe in Jesus' heart for women, and I feel so honored to have a small platform that it may be as an independent artist, you know, to be able to share that message in alignment with his greater message of just like love and unity of all believers.
And tell them if they don't believe it, just go, like we talked about, go to the story of Mary and Joseph, and you want to see where you fit in the world. If you're a guy, you know, you need to be like Joseph. If you're if you're a woman, you need to be like Mary, because that's the easiest way to explain it.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, two that didn't— man, they didn't— they had a way, but then the Lord showed them a different way, and they didn't waver in their faith. You know, Mary didn't, nor Joseph didn't.
Yeah.
And right. Could they make it in today's world? Be tough. Be tough. Be tougher. Who would be, let's put it this way, Sammy, who would be bold enough to do it in this world? If that were to happen today, it may get, it may wash in, but who would believe it today? You know, who would actually believe it today? I think it had to have been done when it was done.
I mean, yeah, God knows.
Because so much stuff we watch on social media is not true. I mean, it is, it's AI. It's, you know, we don't know what to really. We don't know what to believe. So thank you for reminding us that women have a powerful part in what God has in his plan.
They're
a vital part in it. And so keep Holy Woman rolling.
Keep going.
You stay on a roll for the Lord. I'll be praying for you. If you ever need anything, reach out. I love to get up to, I've got to make a trip in a couple of weeks. Up there, and I'd love to get everybody together if they have time. So just God bless you, Miss Sammy.
Thank you so much.
Well, that's Miss Sammy Akolo on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.